Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Voices of Courage show. I'm your host, Ken D. Foster. You know, today we're going to talk a little bit about you, about maybe what it takes to up-level your energy, up-level your life, maybe learn how to manage your energy in different ways, and actually be able to have sustainable energy to produce and create exactly what you'd like to create in this world. How does all that happen? You know, a lot of you have what I call stop-start energy patterns. You wake up in the morning, you feel real good, and you start to do something, and you have some energy, and then your energy starts to lull. You get this lull. Some of you, it hits in the middle of the day, some later on in the day. Sometimes, you know, even hits you in the morning, you don't feel like getting out of bed. What is that? Why is that there? Well, you know, there's probably a whole bunch of medical excuses around that. But where does all that start? Does it maybe start deep within the mind? Is there something going on that might be able to be shifted so that you can actually step into your energy in a much greater way and actually manifest those dreams that you so want to generate in your life? Well, today I have a guest, a very special guest in my show. He sold a couple million books. He is a master at his own energy and helping others to create sustainable systems so that they can actually increase their energy and remain productive. If that's you, this show is a show you'll not only want to watch, but you'll want to also let your family and friends and associates know about it. I'm going to be right back with my guest.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book, and as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
Attention Zantac users. The FDA requested manufacturers to pull Zantac off the market, noting exposure to unacceptable levels of a cancer-causing agent. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with cancer after regular use of Zantac, you might be entitled to financial compensation. If you have any of these cancers, time is critical. Call now for a free consultation. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
Call 800-797-7641.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I have my guest in studio, Gino Wickman. Gino, welcome.
Thank you, Ken. Thrilled to be here again. This is podcast number 2 with you, and I hope to help a whole bunch of people today.
Well, I bet we are. You know, for those of you that don't know Gino, he is the best-selling author of the book Traction and Get a Grip on Your Business is the subtitle, which has sold over 1.5 million, almost 2 million copies or so. He also has 5 other books out there. And his latest book is the 10 Disciplines for Managing and Maximizing Your Energy, which is why I dedicated this show and called the show The Courage to Manage and Maximize Your Energy after you, Gino. So welcome, man. It's really good to have you back.
Thank you. Thrilled to be here. I'm really looking forward to this conversation. And I love your energy. So this will be fun having an exchange of energy here.
It is. You know, this is a big topic, energy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've become, very productive in your world. And I'm sure you've had to master that energy challenge that we all have many times mm-hmm. in your life. Why don't we just dive right into the book itself? The 10 disciplines for managing and maximizing your energy. Why did you write it? What inspired you?
I appreciate you starting there because it's the perfect question, because I want to just give a lightning fast history as to what brings us to this conversation. And so I have basically put 5 major pieces of content out to the world. And so the last 30 years of my life has been this obsession about entrepreneurs. That's what I do. I help entrepreneurs live their ideal life. And so the content is Entrepreneurial Leap and helping anyone that thinks they're an entrepreneur take their entrepreneurial leap. And then 5 other books around EOS and a system I created, again, that's helping that entrepreneur ultimately run a great company leading up to living what we call their EOS life, AKA their ideal life. This final piece of content, I don't want to call it final, but this latest piece of content is the 10 disciplines for managing and maximizing your energy. And I never intended to create this content. And so when I look at this as where all of my previous work takes an entrepreneur to the point of living their ideal life, this is about living your optimal life. And what the previous content does is it helps a driven person live that ideal life. And so with what we're about to talk about, this is for somebody who is driven and has the basics down. In other words, they eat right, they sleep well, they exercise, and they're relatively successful. They have work ethic. And so what happened is 2 years ago, I was doing a keynote and I needed a new topic for this audience because I had spoken to the audience 4 times prior. And the topic hit me and I decided to be a little vulnerable and share 10 disciplines that I live by to manage and maximize my energy. And, you know, people are always asking, you know, how do you keep your energy level so high? Well, so I did the talk, I shared the disciplines, and the feedback was just incredible. And I did not expect the reaction that it got. And so the following year, I delivered the same talk, same reaction. I was then in the middle of writing a book called The EOS Life that I just alluded to. And I decided, what the heck, I'm going to add to the back of that book a little free mini book, for lack of a better term, called 10 Disciplines for Managing and Maximizing Your Energy. And so that's what led us to today, because that little mini book, while it's in the back of EOS Life, it's also free on the website, the10disciplines.com. And I know that you post that for everyone. So please don't feel like you have to write it down just yet. And so with that said, I was with a dear friend who did a long form interview for the audiobook of EOS Life. He fell in love with the 10 disciplines. He and I have joined forces to bring this content to the world, which I never thought I would do. But here we are. And I'm having a blast with this content because of the reaction it gets. And I hope we will get that same reaction today.
Well, so I have a question now. So they get it free when they buy that your other book. Right now, and I'm just curious for my own, how much does the book sell for these days?
Well, so that book, you're asking what is the price of the EOS Life book?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think the cover price on that is like $29.95.
Okay, and then they got the 10 disciplines with that book.
Yes, but what I've done now is it's still in the book when you buy EOS Life, but it's also free and downloadable as a free ebook on the 10disciplines.com website. Okay. So obviously that domain is streaming. You can go there and download it. We're putting it on literally today or tomorrow, so it will be there in the next day or two for you to download. But we just decided to put that ebook out to the world. There's an opportunity if you want to go deeper beyond these 10 disciplines and join us in a video-based journey. But step one is just read that free ebook and start living these darn disciplines.
I love that. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I had a fellow on my show. His name is Ken Honda. And Ken Honda is kind of the Tony Robbins of Japan. Ken has sold about 10 million books.
Wow.
And one of the ways that got him there was the fact that he had a book that he gave away 100,000 copies before the first publisher finally noticed who he was, right?
Wow.
Amazing, right?
Amazing.
So, yeah,
absolutely.
I love. Okay. So, disciplines, back to disciplines. All right, so that's where you went. Let's just jump into it. What's the first discipline you do?
Yes. Well, let's actually. I want to do one little thing leading up to that
ahead.
Because
that's
the history. A little bit of kind of context, if you will. And so, what I've been saying to the entrepreneurial world, and I created a system called EOS that helps an entrepreneur run a better business. And what I would say is that system is designed to harness human energy. And so if a company has 100 employees, it literally harnesses the energy of 100 employees. And I would always talk about how we are all just balls of energy. And so that's what this is about, is you out there, you are all balls of energy. Ken and I are balls of energy. And some of those balls of energy burn very bright. And some of them, unfortunately, don't burn so bright. And so as I mentioned, this is for driven people. I call them racehorses. And so you're a racehorse that has the basics down. What this is going to do is it's going to help harness that energy so that you can win every race. 10 simple disciplines. They all stand on their own. And so what I'd love to do, if I can, Ken, is I'm just going to give the high level of the 10. And then you take us wherever you want to take us, because I'll let you manage the clock, but I'd love everyone to hear them so their gears are turning. So very quickly, and I'm looking at my whiteboard.
Okay, well, listen here. Before you jump into the first one, let me take a quick break.
Okay.
We'll come back and we'll take a deep dive into those 10 disciplines. Okay, we'll be right back.
An important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
CBD, you've heard about it. It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a 3-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order.
Thank you.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Ken Foster here, talking to Gina Wickman. And we're going to take a deep dive into the 10 disciplines, actually a kind of a surface dive, the 10 disciplines for managing and maximizing your energy. If you want to take a deep dive, you're probably going to have to get the book. Go ahead, Gina.
Yeah, and so what I love doing, this approach I'm about to take, is I just want to give them high level so that everyone can hear what they are, because I don't want to tease people with it. And then what I'd love for you to do, Ken, you know your audience better than I do. Let's do a deep dive on two or three, because obviously we don't have enough time to deep dive on all of them. But here they are at a very high level, the 10 disciplines for managing and maximizing your energy. And I'm looking at my whiteboard here. Number one, 10-year thinking. Number two, take time off. Number three, know thyself. Number four, be still. Number five, know your 100%. That's your work container. Number six, say no, ... often. Number seven, don't do $25 an hour work. Number eight, prepare every night. Number nine, put everything in one place. And number 10, be humble.
Well, if we're going to take a deep dive, I could be vulnerable to here too. You know, I think the ones that stood out for me is the 10-year thinking, the know your 100%, and the prepare every night. So maybe one of those or all of them.
You know, perfect. Yeah, let's take them one at a time and see how much time we have. And so let's start.
Let's go to 10-year thinking. I like that's a good place to start.
Let's do it. All right. And so again, this content is for driven people. Okay. And so it's really important that a driven person typically is very impatient, has a lot of urgency, and wants everything now, 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 now. And so the idea here is to get you to slow down. So I had the blessing of learning this discipline when I was 35 years old. I am now 54. And when I learned this discipline, literally, time slowed down. There was a peace that came over me. I literally started making better decisions, and I got there faster, and I accomplished more. And so there's a great quote by Warren Buffett that says, oh, it's actually not Warren Buffett. It's been said a few different ways by a few different people. But in a nutshell, what it says is we overestimate what we can accomplish in a year, but we underestimate what we can accomplish in 10 years. As Les Brown says, all you need is a good decade. And so what this is shifting your thinking from now, now, now to long-range thinking, thinking in terms of decades, seeing clearly the future so that every decision you're making today is a 10-year decision. That thing you're about to put in your mouth, the word you're about to say to a loved one, the meeting you're about to take, the business decision you're about to make. If you think in 10-year timeframes, ironically, you will literally get there faster. But we're talking about managing energy now. And so the power here is how it calms down that frantic, urgent energy that you as a driven person typically has. And then again, harnesses and maximizes that energy.
That's brilliant. You know, you said something there about the time when you slow down. What did you say? Time slows down?
Well, what I said is when you shift to 10-year thinking, time literally slows down. I mean, literally, there's a calm that comes over you and time literally slows down.
So when that happens, it's been my experience that we become much more productive.
Oh, yes. And that's the point. You literally accomplish more. It's so ironic and hard to believe, but you will literally accomplish more. And it's what happened for me. I'm speaking from experience. I'm not making this stuff up.
So when we're taking that 10-year, you know, we're going into 10-year thinking, are you looking at that in all areas like, you know, your business, your personal life, your health, is that what we're talking about here? We're creating a 10-year plan or we're just thinking in 10-year terms?
Thinking in 10-year terms. But one of the ways I trick people that are struggling with this, because some people are incapable of thinking past tomorrow, is I say, well, let's just try this. And I would love you to try this out there listening right now. And so just write down the date 10 years from now. And so write the date down. Write your age down that you will be on that date, and just write down what is the most important goal on that date. 3 to 7 words, write it short and sweet. And the whole idea there is, again, it's not about 10-year planning. It's not about setting 10-year goals. It's about getting your brain to shift to thinking in longer term timeframes. And so to do that little exercise, all of a sudden you will start to shift your brain. So you are correct. It is about, what does my life look like in the future? 10-year timeframes. And if you can't get to 10 years, as some really struggle, start with 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 7 years, but start to build the muscle. There's thinking out there that is 100-year thinking. So, and there's 25-year thinking out there. So 10 years, those people think I'm short-sighted in what I'm teaching with 10-year thinking. So it's all about seeing the person that you want to be, your relationships, your business, everything in your life, and making decisions that are in alignment with that.
Oh, that's beautiful, Gino. I really like that a lot. So I wrote that down. I got my goal, and I can see it. You know, I like that. Yeah.
Nice.
And I got 10 years to accomplish it. That's
you got
cool.
It. And then here's the other thing too. You know, it's a lot of times I'm talking to a 25-year-old who's thinking they need everything tomorrow. And I'm like, if we just look at the normal statistics, do you realize you have like 6 good 10-year timeframes on this planet? You have literally 60 good years. You can build an empire in 10 years. So that 25-year-old can build 6 empires by the time they're done. And somebody who's sitting there 55 years old, closing in on retirement, thinking they're running out of time, mathematically, you have like 3 good 10-year timeframes, 3 good decades. You could build 3 empires. So when you look at it that way, it's just everything is in perspective. Time slows down and you will accomplish it.
I love it. Let's take another little dive into know thyself. I think that's a piece that really for one to accomplish those empire building, how important is it to know thyself? And what do you mean by that?
Yeah, it's important. but here's this one is my favorite of all 10. Okay. And I love them all. But what this one is about is this is about truly being yourself. But you can't truly be yourself until you know yourself. And so my wish for every human being walking the planet is that they fully let their freak flag fly. Okay. And so we are all unique. We have strengths and we have weaknesses. And so we're all a little quirky. We're all a little screwed up. And to start to just really have fun with your weaknesses and your quirks and just fully be you and embrace who you are. This is about you truly walking the earth as the being that you are. And so a couple important points on this one. Number one, I discovered this at age 30. Okay. And so what happened for me is my wife threw me a surprise birthday party, my 30th surprise birthday party. I walk into the house. There are 100 sets of eyeballs yelling surprise. And I look around this room and I realize that there are 6 factions of my life in this room. There were my employees. There were my high school friends. There were my new friends. There were my entrepreneur friends. There was my wife's family and there was my family. And I looked around the room and realized I am a different person with every one of those factions. And I said to myself, who in the hell am I going to be today? So imagine the energy we burn being all these different things to all different people. And so I started the clock on being myself. This takes work. This is hard because the second point is I describe it as shedding layers. And so my wish for everyone is to fully live from your soul, is to truly be what your soul wants. And the way that you do that is it's literally peeling layers. It's shedding layers because somewhere between age 0 and now, we built this 10-foot Teflon wall around us with 1,000 layers. And so I've never met one person that didn't need a little bit of therapy. So everybody needs their 7 years of therapy, in my opinion. I did mine in my 20s. But this is stuff as simple as taking a profiling tool or two, getting feedback from peers, getting therapy, but just doing things that shed layers where you're listening to your soul. And to prepare you out there, every time you shed a layer, there will be tears. But nonetheless, it's all about you starting the clock. Just start the clock today and just do one thing that gets you a little closer to who you truly are.
Well, there will be tears. And one of the things I tell my clients is you got to feel the pain to make the change. You got to allow yourself to be in that, to allow yourself to let it go.
Oh, yes.
So what you're talking about is fully integrating yourself, fully being a fully integrated being. So you're the same person you are with your wife that you are with the guys or the best friends. You're the same person that you are with your wife and best friends that you are with your business associates and their families.
Exactly.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. With your kids, with your spouse, with your friends, with your coworkers, with your employees, everyone you touch, you are you. There's only one you. So why the hell are there six different yous right now? It actually makes no sense. And think of the energy you're burning, changing gears. Oh, now I got to be this person. Oh, now I got to be that person. Oh, I got, it's exhausting.
Well, we could go on forever on that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's like, well, if you're one way with this friend and another way with another friend, and it's like, well, who are you and what do you have to do to integrate yourself so you can be the same wherever you go? That's like you said, that takes a little work, a little deep dive.
Oh, yes, for sure. This is not a 1 month project we're talking about. It's not even a 1 year project. This is like a decade long project. And for me, I'm 24 years in and I'm still shedding layers and growing and getting clearer. Yeah. And it's a journey.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm a bit ahead of you, but I keep shedding it and changing it and letting it go and catching it. I think that's the most important piece, you know? It's like, for me, it's introspection, right? Every day it's like, well, what works? What's not working? How can I improve? Mm-hmm. You know, I think we can ask, who am I? Who have I been? And and how can I change?
Yeah. and have fun with it. Laugh at that stupid little wall you've created to protect yourself from the world. Just laugh at it and get it to come down. It's not that scary. You are safe, you know?
That is true. All right, listen, quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to take another deep dive. I think the next one is say no often. Boy, I think that hooks every successful multimillionaire I know has a great habit of being able to say no. But how do we get there? We'll be right back and Gina will answer that. And some of my listening audience, by the way, we do a 30-minute show. So some of my audience is going to, we got to say goodbye to you right now. The rest of you will be right back for the next segment here. And we hope that you will continue to join us here. This is an amazing talk. The best is yet to come. By the way, if you're on that 30-minute segment, you can go to voicesofcourage.us and you can listen to the rest of this interview. Voicesofcourage.us. We'll be right back. Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Voices of Courage show. I'm your host, Ken D. Foster. You know, today we're going to talk a little bit about you, about maybe what it takes to up-level your energy, up-level your life, maybe learn how to manage your energy in different ways, and actually be able to have sustainable energy to produce and create exactly what you'd like to create in this world. How does all that happen? You know, a lot of you have what I call stop-start energy patterns. You wake up in the morning, you feel real good, and you start to do something and you have some energy, and then your energy starts to lull. You get this lull. Some of you, it hits in the middle of the day, some later on in the day. Sometimes, you know, even hits you in the morning. You don't feel like getting out of bed. What is that? Why is that there? Well, you know, there's probably a whole bunch of medical excuses around that. But where does all that start? Does it maybe start deep within the mind? Is there something going on that might be able to be shifted so that you can actually step into your energy in a much greater way and actually manifest those dreams that you so want to generate in your life? Well, today I have a guest, a very special guest in my show. He sold a couple million books. He is a master at his own energy and helping others to create sustainable systems so that they can actually increase their energy and remain productive. If that's you, this show is a show you'll not only want to watch, but you'll want to also let your family and friends and associates know about it. I'm going to be right back with my guest.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Hi, folks. Medicare Part C plans with extra benefits like getting money added back to your Social Security check may now be available to you in your zip code. Make sure you're not missing out. It's simple. One, call the number on your screen. Two, they'll look up your zip code and see if you're eligible. Three, they'll check for plans with extra benefits like prescriptions, dental coverage, and the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every single month. Call now.
I called to get everything I deserve.
I called to check my zip code for a plan with a benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to check my zip code.
Millions of people have called the Medicare Coverage Helpline. Call, check your zip code, see if you're eligible, and get what you deserve. Call now.
Call 1-800-374-2308. That's 1-800-374-2308 now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. If you just joined us, this is Ken D. Foster, your host, and my guest is Gino Wickman. Gino is a best-selling author. He's sold a couple million books out there. He's created a platform called, where to go? It's EOS, I think. EOS, yeah. Worldwide. Yeah. Organization that's helped tens of thousands of individuals and businesses implement systems that help them to create success in all they do in the business. Gino, all right, let's take a little deeper dive into that. just say no. Yeah, right. How do we just say no?
Well, here's how this works. Once you understand the first five disciplines and you're living by those first five disciplines, so again, to recap, tend your thinking, take time off, know thyself, be still, know your 100%, which is your work container, what to say no to is abundantly clear, and saying no becomes very easy. And so it's literally would be the same as somebody asking you to eat a worm. You would instantly shoot back and say no to that. That's how easy this is. And so great quote by Warren Buffett, and this is a Warren Buffett quote, but he talks about how the difference between successful people and really successful people is that really successful people say no to almost everything. And so as a driven person, it's why this is so important that the target market for this content is a driven racehorse. You've got to get good at saying no, because on the other side, if you are lazy, unmotivated, you need to say yes to everything right now, just for the record. But that's not who I'm talking to. I'm talking to racehorses that you're saying you're just doing too much. And so you got to get good at saying no. And so the ultimate book to help you ingrain this in your soul is the book Essentialism by McCowan. A great book to help you understand how to simplify your life and truly live an essential, a life of essentialism. And so he talks about in the book a quote where he talks about we human beings, we literally feel physical discomfort at the thought of telling people no. But what he goes on to say is that you could either say no to someone and feel that discomfort for a couple minutes, or you can say yes and regret it for days, weeks, months, and sometimes years. So it's an easy decision. When you know and are living those first five disciplines, and hypothetically, you know your work container and you know your time off, you start to make great decisions because there's only so much of you to go around. There's only so much capacity that you have. You've got to get good at saying no. I love telling people no. And one little trick with telling people no. So whatever the request is, I get 25 a week. I always offer them a solution. While I'm saying no, you know, unfortunately, I can't do that talk. I can't do that podcast. You know, whatever it is, I always do say, however, here is an option for you. Here's somebody that maybe could do that podcast, could do that talk. Here's maybe a solution that might help you. So I always offer them something, but when I say no, I feel a tingle and I feel just fine. And I hope that you will all learn that someday. You owe it to yourself, your family, your work, all that wonderful stuff.
Well, and I'll plus that with you because I asked Gino if he could possibly do something for me. And I was watching him, and one of the things he does, and so many people do that are very successful, is he paused, he thought about it, he thought, I'm not 100% sure of this answer yet. So he got back and he said, let me give it some thought. I think too many times people react, you know, with a no or a yes, it's too fast. But I think your strategy, just pause, think about it, contemplate it. And if you can't get an answer back immediately, let the person know. It works every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, listen, I want to take a step back into be still.
Yes.
Be still. You know, that can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you, and how do we apply that principle here?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And one of the things you'll notice, Ken, is with these 10 disciplines, half of them are very tangible. And half of them are very intangible. And this is one of the intangible ones. And so be still simply means this, that you take 10 to 30 quiet minutes in silence every single day. Okay. And so being still in silence, I urge you to get up to 30 minutes. Some do as much as an hour, some more. But what it is it's many different things. And it's different for everyone. It could be meditation. It could be prayer. It could be contemplation. It could be journaling. It could literally just be sitting in silence. But it's you carving out quiet time. What it does for you is, for me, I do meditation. I choose meditation as my practice, my discipline for stillness, 30 minutes every single morning. And I can tell you, I come out of those meditations, I am clearer, I am more creative, I am energized. In other words, I see things in a different light, as opposed to if I would have just kept charging forward and not taken that 30 minutes. And the best way it was described to me, because again, whichever of those things you choose, journaling, prayer, whatever it is, the gentleman explained it to me this way. So picture a glass jar with the lid on it, and inside the glass jar is water and some sand. And so picture shaking that jar and setting it on the table. Well, immediately when you look at that, it is murky. You cannot see through that jar. And so it's just very murky. That's how most driven people are going through their life, because they're just going, 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 going. Well, if you will just stop, be still, just like that jar, and if it sits there for 30 minutes, within a few minutes, all of a sudden, all that murkiness and sand is going to settle. That water is absolutely lucid and clear, and you can see right through it. And that is what will happen for you.
And I'll plus that a little bit. Take the jar and put it in the ocean. And now take the lid off and become one with the ocean. Oh, that's what we do in meditation. We tap into the superconscious mind. And we allow ourselves to merge into that space where all possibility, everything is there for us. So I love that, Gino. That was cool. All right. Listen, quick break. We'll be right back.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate your tax bill and reduce your stress. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, do not call the IRS alone. Call a Tax Doctor now for a tax emergency analysis.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology for just $397. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $397. Plus, we'll add a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $397 and free shipping.
800-817-7419. Again, 800-817-7419.
CBD, you've heard about it. It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a 3-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order.
I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that I get the deepest sleeps at night without counting sheep. Ease is transdermal magnesium, which means it absorbs through your skin. And many people are deficient in magnesium, which means they have too much calcium. When you've got too much calcium in your body, you can end up with heart palpitations, sore muscles, stiff joints, anxiety, and definitely poor sleep patterns. When you apply Ease to start your day, then regardless of the stressors in your life, you can rest blissfully because we've sold more than 750,000 bottles of this effective spray, helping countless people fall asleep without counting sheep. Right to your door in just a few days, we'll deliver your brain the fuel it needs. You can now expect unexpected surges of joyful mental energy. Then click the link below, and for less than a dollar a day, you can upgrade your health right now.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
I just love this show. I hope you, my audience is loving it. I know Gino and I are just having fun here with you all. And, you know, I think there's some real strategies here to how to change your life up. Gino, thank you for that. All right. You know, I'm going to jump around here, but don't do $25 an hour work. Oh, my gosh. Am I guilty of that sometimes?
So, here's where I'll start with this one. Don't do $25 an hour work. So I'm not knocking $25 an hour work. We need lots of people in the world doing $25 an hour work. But the point here is don't do $25 an hour work if you want to make six figures or you are currently making six figures. It does not compute. It makes absolutely no sense. And so for starters, by stopping doing $25 an hour work and simply don't do anything that you can pay somebody $25 an hour to do, there is no question the day you make that shift, you will earn more money. But that's not what this is about. I'm sure you'll take the extra money. We all will. This is about energy. And so these things that you're doing, this $25 an hour work, it's zapping your energy. And we're talking about how to manage and maximize that energy. And so I fortunately learned this at a very young age from my mentor, one of my mentors, and I was 24 years old. And somehow the subject of cutting my lawn came up and he said, why on earth would you cut your lawn? And so at the time I was making 100 grand a year. And so it was like a light bulb moment because why on earth? I hate cutting my lawn. I get no joy out of it. Now, if you enjoy it, that's a different story. But I hate cutting my lawn. And so all of a sudden, if I can pay somebody $25 to cut that lawn, that frees me up for an hour to do one of two things. Spend another hour working, which I was making far more than $25 an hour in the work that I was doing, so I would earn more, or free up an hour in my personal life to spend time with my friends, my family, myself. It's simple math. On the business side, email. You should not be checking your email. I have not checked my email in 20 years. I have somebody that manages my email so that I'm not tethered to a computer. I like to be on the move. I love to create. I'm in sessions. I'm in talks. And so I have somebody that does that for me. So I'm not tethered to the computer 5 to 10 hours a week checking and responding to emails. And so look at all that you're doing. Look at what you could pay somebody $25 an hour work. Do that. That will free up time for you to spend on much higher value type of actions that will earn you more money, free up your energy. And so there's my humble two cents on that one.
Oh, my goodness. You nailed me on that one, brother. Oh, my goodness. That email stuff is where you got me. Yeah, I'm way too much time on that. I am hiring somebody to manage my emails after this call. I'm
finding hallelujah. And by the way, one other little statistic. I mean, my experience in the last 20 years is that whenever I pay somebody $25 an hour to do something, I get a 5X return on that. And so what it does, it frees me up to generate more revenue, build more, grow more, create more. And so you will get a return as long as you're disciplined enough to backfill that time with high value activities.
Well, listen, I don't see discipline in your list, but it's got to be there some. It's kind of the underlying theme of all of this.
Well, that's why they're called that's why they're called the 10 disciplines, because they are absolutely
overall. All right. All right. Listen, you know, a lot of times at the end of the day, people want to shut down. They just want to shut down, turn it off. They, you know, they've had it, you know, they want to go out and, you know, go to the gym or watch a TV show or, you know, have dinner with family. They're just ready to, but now you're saying prepare every night. So how do you incorporate that?
Yeah, you bet. So, and I'm glad you went to this one because this one is very tactical. Like I said, half of these are tactical and practical, half are very intangible. So this is about, it's literally 15 minutes a night. So this isn't hours of time away from the family. And so this one is simply that before your head hits the pillow, you must document tomorrow's plan. And so somewhere between 5 o'clock when your workday ends, whatever time that is, and when your head hits that pillow, you just simply have to sit down and chronologically lay out tomorrow so that when your head hits the pillow, you know the plan. And so you're laying out time blocking all of your appointments, your phone calls, your meetings, your projects, anything you need to accomplish. So it's all laid out there for you. If you will do this, please just try it for a week. You will sleep better. You will not toss and turn. You will wake up with ideas because your subconscious goes to work now that it knows the plan for tomorrow, and you will wake up and hit the ground running. And so the driven person that tells me, oh, I like to wake up and let the day come at me, BS. I will outproduce you every day of the week. And so you're letting the rest of the world control your day if you wake up and just start checking emails and let the phone calls roll in. And so you are literally taking control of your life, and you will be considerably more productive.
Well, I love that one. You know, I'm good with that one. I'm good. I'm happy. My audience wants to know. I'm really good with that one. I've been disciplined to do that for many, many years. In fact, the piece that I do that is I schedule it and make it real. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's something that's a project that I'm having trouble getting to, I put that right on my calendar. Yeah, and it stays on that calendar until it gets done.
Yeah, and just imagine what I'm talking about. So I do everything from a legal pad. So I don't use technology for this, but you can. You can do this on any form of technology. But to your point, so I'm laying out in chronological order what I'm doing tomorrow. And so with a project like that, that most people keep procrastinating on, when you schedule it tomorrow, and let's hypothetically say from 10 to noon, again, you wake up, you work your plan, and you will get more projects done, and you will not let the distractions take over your day. And so, you know, at 10 o'clock, your subconscious knows in the middle of the night, at 10 o'clock, you're going to start working on that project. You will wake up with ideas. You will start that project at 10 o'clock, and it will be much more productive because your subconscious has already been doing the work.
I love it. Well, I use an app called To-Do. It's a Microsoft app.
Great,
you get it
great
in the app.
App
store, and it's very effective to do the same thing.
Great app.
All right. man, this is so cool. We got a few minutes left. Let's talk about, this is the one I didn't really understand. Putting everything in one place. Can you edify that, what that means for us?
For sure. Yeah. So what happens here is a driven person is typically work it throughout the day. It's hustle bustle, very busy, a lot of activity going on, and they are making promises to people. They are making commitments. They're having ideas. They're thinking of things. They're sitting in a meeting and something comes to mind and they're trying to remember. They memorize half their stuff. Well, the point here is to make a decision and choose your one place, the one place you're going to put everything. And so again, for me, it's my trusty legal pad. You can do this on any technology, but as you go throughout your day, anytime those ideas, commitments, thoughts come to you, you immediately jot them down in your one place, as opposed to most people are writing a sticky note, jotting it down on their phone, putting it in their calendar, writing it on their hand, trying to remember it. If you put it all in one place immediately, for instance, you're sitting in a meeting, you have a thought, you immediately jot it down, as opposed to sitting in that meeting, you're thinking, oh, I got to remember this, got to remember this, got to remember this. And you're not even focusing on the meeting. It will, number one, make you highly productive. Number two, you will stop letting people down because you driven people, you're trying to manage all this in this messy way. You're forgetting things, you're letting people down, and you're disappointing people. So all of a sudden, if you put everything in one place, at the end of the day, when you prepare for the next day, you're then taking all those things and you're compartmentalizing them. And so some you're putting them in a future calendar event. Some you're getting done right then and there. Some you're putting into tomorrow's plan that you're laying out. But all of a sudden, you're now following through on all those ideas. You're freeing up your energy because, again, trying to remember all this stuff is killing your energy. And again, you'll stop letting people down, which drains your energy. And you.
Well, Gino, we've got about 2 minutes left, so I wanted to go to the one that might be the most important piece of all. Sure. It's number 10. It's be humble. You got about 2 minutes. Go.
Yeah, you got it. So the definition of humble and arrogant are identical. And so it is your view of yourself in comparison to others. Arrogant people think they're better than others. Humble people think they're equal to others. And so I look at it as a spectrum, and I urge you to think about this spectrum. Humble, arrogant, we are all somewhere on that spectrum. And so you just have to figure out where you are. I urge you to live a humble life. I urge you every day at least once to express gratitude for all that you have. And then also ask the five closest people in your life that will be honest to put a dash on the spectrum where you are. Because what I have learned is a humble life is a much better life than an arrogant life. And you will attract more of what you are. And we're talking about energy. Your energy will be much stronger, better.
I love it. Well, we got on the screen the 10 disciplines for managing and maximizing your energy. My Gino Wickman, you can get it. Where do we get that book, by the way? I put the on the website on the screen. But for those of you that are in our audio program, where do we get it, Gino?
Yeah, so go to the10disciplines.com. It's the number 10, 10, and download it. It is a free ebook on the website. Go download it today and please start living these disciplines. It will absolutely 10x your energy and help you live your optimal life.
You know, you've written a lot of really amazing books. I think this could be the best one yet, though. I really do. I think it really helps a lot of people. So thank you, Gino, for being here. And as I mentioned last time, I hope you'll come back, you know, sometime in the future that we can do this again.
Me too. Great to talk to you, Ken.
Always yeah, great to talk to you, my friend. Thanks so much. And for all of you out there, I would like to let you know that you can find all of our replays at voicesofcourage.us. I hope you'll tell your family, your friends, your associates about this show, and especially about this last one we just did with Gino Wickman. That was powerful. You know, anybody that wants to really succeed in life, this is a podcast that I would listen to several times over and over again. And what else I want to say? Just thank you. Thank you for being here. And we hope that you will continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible in all areas of your life. And gosh, let's make this world a better place for all of us. So I hope you'll do that. And I hope you'll follow me in doing that. All righty. That's it for me. I'll talk to you all very, very, very soon.